This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one bathroom at a time. And yes, today we're going to be talking about, yes, transgender bathrooms, where we can stop the totalitarians. I just, you know, this is just one of these banner days because SCOTUS has stepped in on the, well, transgender bathroom issue. Aren't you just so happy about that? And you know what? It's going our way. It's going our way. I can't believe it. It gets all the way up to the Supreme Court, and guess what? Looks like it's going to be smacked down. It started in California. Now, remember, please do not Californicate your state. We say this all the time, you know, because out here in California, we are the leader in so many issues, such as transgender restrooms for kids. A non-issue created by, well, quite a group in Sacramento who just somewhat, I heard it was as a joke they started this. And here it is, creeping into every single family who has children at school. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. Also, Donald Trump, should he resign? Oh, my God, Donald. They're out there trying to get you, Donald. So please, Jeb Bush is just saying bad things about you. Oh, and Paul Ryan and John McCain, who, by the way, hate your guts. They are just whining. And Meg Whitman, the loser of all losers and globalist. Oh, they all want you to step aside and let someone else, like maybe Paul Ryan, who has accomplished zero in the House of Representatives, I might add. But, you know, oh, we just want that to happen. So, Donald, please step aside. I know this sounds really silly because it is silly. Donald Trump's not going to step aside. He doesn't need an intervention. He's doing what he needs to do. He's crazy like a fox, and we're going to be talking about that one also. The very big news, though, is another terrorist attack in London. It looks like a terrorist attack. Some people are still waffling as to whether it was or not. An individual ran around and started stabbing people and apparently stabbed a 19-year-old girl. She has now been identified as an American. So we're not sure about all the details yet because it still is unraveling and they're still trying to figure out and sort out what it is. They took, apparently, this guy in custody. But it does appear to be, at this point in time, terror-related, and that's in London. So just another little ditty going on in the world of terrorism, because at once every, 83 hours or so, there's a ISIS terrorist attack. So the President of the United States says that there is absolutely no link between ISIS and the growth of ISIS, and that they're destroying ISIS because ISIS is, well, they're having to give up all their land in Syria, so therefore that's the rationale. Those are the talking points that are coming out about ISIS, and of course that's a complete lie. The president is back lying again. As usual, every time he opens his mouth, he lies, just like Hillary Rodham Clinton. Okay, so let's talk Donald Trump here for a little bit, and let's just kind of get this one rocking and rolling. The polls look devastating. The recent Fox News poll shows Hillary Rodham Clinton up 49-39 to Donald Trump. 49-39. Now, we have to say that Donald Trump has had a few couple of rough days. He's made some misstatements, and people aren't liking what he's doing and so on. But, you know, I got to tell you, there has been one thing. There's been a couple of things that have been benefit. It started with the con statement. Remember the con, the guy who's the con man, whose son was killed in, I believe it was, it must have been Afghanistan, 2004 or something like that. Now, his son, very heroic, and you've heard me say this before. I think the guy should have gotten a Medal of Honor, but I'm a citizen. I don't, you know, civilian. I don't get all of the things with the military. Very, very, very heroic efforts by this young man and what he did. I'm not taking anything away from that or the Gold Star family. So here, you know, I've got all the disclaimers out there. But this con guy, we nailed him right away. We nailed him right away here on Agenda 21. I mean, what's the issue? The guy is a Muslim Brotherhood activist. He is a terrorist himself, the father. And, you know, these things, and I just want to say this again, and I'm going to leave it lay at this with this con issue. These things that are planned in advance for the Democratic and Republican National Conventions are planned in advance, days and weeks and months sometimes in advance. This guy, they had a lot of pre-planning going into his presentation. They knew exactly where he was going to go and what he was going to do with it. The problem with that is this. Oftentimes, when you lay these plans out, you just don't think through the plan. So a little bit of information goes a long way. The first thing we pulled up the night of the, this is a week ago. This is a week ago today. We went and we just did the Google search on the guy, the father, because we know that where this is going with this guy. This guy's speaking Muslim Brotherhood talk. That's why he's out there using his son's death to denounce a political opponent. And, of course, he puts himself, I think, in a very tenuous position to do that as a Gold Star father. That's my opinion. He's acting like the Constitution is superior to Sharia law. However, a quick query turns up his law firm. He's an immigration attorney for, well, Muslims, primarily for at-risk Muslims. I guess you can say those tough cases that crop up. He's been an advocate. He's got a history of being with the Muslim Brotherhood and advocating for Muslim Brotherhood issues and so on. So he's dirty. He's related to the terrorist already. We know that. But the other thing is that his own religion says that Sharia law dominates the Constitution. So he's out there flipping around this Constitution. Now, I have no issue with the son part of it. I have an issue with him putting a Constitution in the face of every American that was watching that and saying that this document, well, he has ulterior motives with this document, which is exactly what he was doing up there. He knows as a Muslim that the Constitution for him shouldn't even apply in the case that they're referencing in the convention. He knows that it's Sharia law, in his mind, that dominates that Constitution. You see, the Constitution is Sharia compliant. This is the notion that has come out of the University of California in Irvine several years ago. We pegged it here on Agenda 21 Radio, and now we're just seeing it all play out in a bit. It's kind of like, you know, the whole thing with your organization's institutionalized racism. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the founding fathers, because they were white and they were Protestant and they formed a constitution and they were so-called slaveholders, many of them weren't, that they are naturally racist. So therefore, the institutions are racist. White privilege, get it? This is all an offshoot of Obama administration. And this is exactly what they're trying to do to tear down the Constitution. Use Sharia law and make the Constitution and get the word out that, the Constitution is Sharia compliant. And also that the Constitution is inherently racist. This is what this administration has been doing and wants to do, and that's why we have the white privilege movement. Okay, so now Khan made some big mistakes there. He certainly did. But Trump, he comes back and takes the guy on. All right, he makes a mistake. He makes a mistake about saying something about a crying baby. He's basically unhinged. Now, what is the end result of him being unhinged for the last several days? Everybody's screaming, oh, we want to have an intervention. We want to sit down and have kumbaya with Donald Trump. Don't count out the fox in Donald Trump. Donald Trump is crazy like a fox, ladies and gentlemen. And what has been transpiring over the last several days, in my opinion, has been absolutely epic. And we come back, we'll talk about this epic exposure that Donald Trump has created. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If we're serious about keeping our country safe, we also can't afford to have a president who's in the pocket of the gun lobby.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Holocaust Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And just before the break, I was calling Donald Trump's guffaws, if you will, epic. And I believe that they are epic. You see, as an example, when he took on Khan, what did we start to find out about Khan? Now, we knew this right away, and we started getting it out here on Agenda 21. But all of a sudden, it was kind of funny. Everybody else started finding the same information. And then we find out yesterday, Khan takes down his website. Oh, he takes down his website because he doesn't want to see people. He doesn't want people to see how truly evil he is. That's why he did it. You see, when you do these DNC things and you're going to step up on the public stage like that, you better make sure you have all your websites in order. And Khan didn't do that. He slipped up. Plus the linkage, the other links that are out there to him and Muslim Brotherhood and terrorist activities, it's almost, you know, unfathomable, but that's the way it is. So this is now starting to settle out, so people starting to come out and realize maybe Donald Trump wasn't too far off on Khan. Now, here's the other thing that I think is the most important part about this. It wasn't Khan, it wasn't the baby, it wasn't other things that he said. It's the fact he did say them, yes, and it created quite a stir, but what happened? What happened as a result of this, and it's just been happening for the last couple of days, and I'm just kind of like chuckling. Every Republican globalist has come out of the woodwork to denounce him. Now, the likes of Paul Ryan, as an example, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, the usual Three Stooges suspects, they're all there. Then you get another one, Meg Whitman. Meg Whitman was a plant to run for against Jerry Brown as governor. There was no way she was going to win. The left planted her so that Jerry Brown could have a contestant to go against that had some sort of notoriety and money and show that he could beat somebody. That's what Meg Whitman was all about. Meg Whitman is a loser, a major globalist loser. And again, I want to hang on to the word globalist. Paul Ryan is a globalist, and has he gotten the endorsement of Donald Trump? Well, you know, Donald says, I'm not really there yet. You know, Paul Ryan, when you didn't come out and support Donald Trump at the obvious time, you probably should have because, you know, payback is a B, and right now you're getting payback, and right now you are in a major race for your life coming up next Tuesday on the 9th, and you know it. This is a big thing for you on the 9th. Paul Nyland, in fact, we're going to have a guest on the show here tomorrow that's going to be talking about this whole race that's going on there. You know, you said at the time you weren't really there yet to endorse Donald Trump. Guess what? He's not there yet for you. Now, I do know that Pence has endorsed Paul Ryan. I have no problem with that. And, you know, Pence, as the VP, called Donald Trump, says, I'm supporting Paul Ryan. And Donald Trump said, go right ahead. He doesn't have a problem with that. But here's the point about Paul Ryan, a globalist, a one world order guy who has, what, passed three bills since he's been in Congress, something stupid like that. He hasn't really done anything. He's kind of been a hand wringer. But one of the things he did do when he got in, I guess he's been in like 6 or 7, I don't know, maybe as many as 9 months as Speaker of the House, he absolutely guaranteed all that money flowing from the administration into the immigration programs, He absolutely did. Billions of dollars. He greased the skids for Obama and all those charitable organizations that get those billions of dollars to take care of all those refugees that are flooding across the American border right now. That's Paul Ryan, the globalist. He's an open border man. Now, what about John McCain? Tough race. He's in a very tough race in Arizona. He may not win. Really? John McCain, who helped facilitate the formation. See, John McCain has his hands dirty with ISIS. And by the way, more and more information coming out about ISIS. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But John McCain, I'm sorry, it looks like he's going to lose. And Donald Trump has not supported John McCain. I don't look for him to support him. So Jeb Bush steps up, smiling, beaming. Jeb Bush steps up in denouncing Trump and so on. But you know what? Another globalist. See, the globalists are starting to come out and they're starting to say all these disparaging things about Trump. Trump wants this. He wants these globalists out there to look like the fools that they are because he knows that he's playing to the strength of the anti-globalist thinking that's in this country right now. They're coming out as globalists and they're going to look stupid and he's going to look better. I believe that's exactly what he did. This guy's crazy like a fox. Go back to Wisconsin. He walked into a hornet's nest in Wisconsin. You might remember that. And everybody was denouncing, and everybody said he was having bad days. He had a whole bad spell of a... But the bottom line, when he went into Wisconsin, he found out who his real true friends were. One, he knew it wasn't Paul Ryan. Not Scott Walker. He had questions about Rance Priebus. See, all of them from where? Wisconsin. All buddies. Now, Rance Priebus has kind of paid off. I do have to say, after the convention, I was, and again, you've heard me talk about Rance Priebus on this radio show. I am not a fan, have not been a fan, especially ever since it was Grover Norquist who got him over there, got him in over Michael Steele back in 2011. We talked about this on the radio ad nauseum. But I have to say that he's come around. He has come around, and I think that he's got the responsibility of the party. Maybe not. Maybe he's going to come around and say, we need to have a talk with him. But, you know, you had people denouncing Trump for his comments, even Newt Gingrich coming out. Well, Newt Gingrich did the same thing in Wisconsin. See, I just look at these things, and I'm not trying to give away any strategy, but I just think it's been a veritable windfall of people that are denouncing Trump right now. And as they denounce Trump, they're showing themselves to be the globalists that they truly are. And I think that's going to play. It plays well with me. I'm sitting there going, oh, Meg Whitman, you just jump on board, girlfriend. Yeah, another globalist, another mega millionaire that's found in Silicon Valley. You see, after a while, we're going to see who the true globalists are. And by the way, it is not about Republican and Democrat in this election. This election is about globalist versus constitutionalist. That's what this is. That's why you have all these foreign leaders now, like you had Hollande yesterday, and we talked about this, jumping on board to criticize the president, to criticize Donald Trump. Which, you just don't do that. Well, are those barriers breaking down? In fact, I heard a little clip from Josh Earnest yesterday saying, oh, we can't control what foreign leaders want to say about our political process, our political elections in this country. Well, you know, Josh, if you had half a brain, which I don't think you do, you wouldn't be saying those words to as forms of encouragement to get out into the media to get these other leaders, so-called globalist leaders, to make those pronunciations. But, you know, we live in a different time. I expect the Pope to fully endorse Hillary Clinton. I mean, we're going to see all this stuff starting to happen as time goes on. But I think that in the end, what's going to happen with Donald Trump, he's going to stay focused. He knows what he's doing. And quite frankly, I'm glad to see all these now globalists out and about. And guess what? It's going to blow up in their face. And it is. It is already. Just ask Papa Khan what's happening to him. Because the truth is coming out about each and every one of them. Getting back into Paul Ryan, he's got a tough race. I'm not going to call it. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm just going to say that I think he's got a tough race that I don't think he's going to get out of because the polling numbers that we've been seeing have him in double digit. He's doubly down. digit-wise. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Human intelligence information collected from people that are putting themselves in harm's way to give us information to drive foreign policy. Signals intelligence.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Short article here from the Daily Caller. It's kind of interesting. Daily Caller is got an article. Speaking of Rance Priebus, it says a Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus is furious with with Donald Trump and senior GOP officials, and senior GOP officials are quote actively exploring about how to replace Trump on the ticket if he were to drop out. ABC News reported on Wednesday. ABC News reported that. It could have been worse. It could have been CBS or NBC or CNN or MSNBC. Says Priebus, this is the article now, quoting from the article, Priebus has had multiple discussions with Trump in the past few days, telling him that he needs to get back on message. On Tuesday, Trump refused to endorse Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Arizona State Senator John McCain in their respective primaries. Why should he? And, you know, we're all thrilled with that fact that he's not doing it. I mean, come on. It says, I am told that, this is a quote now, I am told that senior officials at the party are actively exploring what would happen if Trump dropped out, how to replace him on the ballot. ABC John's Carl said on Good Morning America, they can't force him out. He would have to go out voluntarily, and then it would be in the 168 members of the RNC through a complicated process that they would pick a new candidate. They are so unable to control his message, they just don't know. they clearly think it is a possibility, Carl added. Okay, Jonathan Carl, let me straighten it out for you, my friend. You know, your hysterics are not going to work. You see, what they're trying to do here is wipe. They think that they've got all this momentum coming from the DNC, the convention, and they can just jump on them right now. This, I think, is a bogus story. I think Jonathan Carl is lying or something like that. He's obviously being played as the fool that he is, or he's going to be looked like in the future as the fool that he is. Anyway. Okay, some other things that have been going on, and if you've been paying attention to our Facebook page on Agenda 21 Radio, you've probably picked up on some things that we have been patting ourselves on the back for. And this is this whole thing that you're starting to hear now that we have been talking about till our faces are blue here on Agenda 21 Radio, something that we have been talking about since September of 2012. And now, we didn't specifically use the term ISIS in September of 2012, but we had the course of action that was followed, that was going on in 2012, when this relates to Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Now, this is a big breakthrough for here all of us here at Agenda 21 Radio, and we're very happy that this message is now being carried forward. You've got Trump, you've got a lot of other people that are saying the same thing, and you got WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has been behind a lot of the stuff I'm going to tell you here in a second. This is the title of the article. This came out of RT. It said, Trump calls Hillary Clinton, quote, founder of ISIS. Crowd cheers. Lock her up. This was last night in Florida where he was at. And it said, Donald Trump said Wednesday, Hillary Clinton should get an award from Islamists for founding the Islamic State, claiming her policies as Secretary of State precipitated the group's formation. Well, not only that, it was the gun running that did it. All those guns coming out of Benghazi to Syria and all that. And we've documented this. This is stuff that is very well documented on our show and other places, too. I know that at the time of the attack, we had all this information. We knew where those guns were going. We already knew about the first two ships that had left with the 800 tons of weapons. Well, that was the actual report. And they went right into Turkey, then they went right into the hands of Al-Qaeda. And this is all at the time when John McCain was helping to facilitate and had made several trips to Syria. And you can see the photographs in Syria where he's standing there with Al-Qaeda members in the same time frame that these weapons are being transited from Benghazi, the port of Benghazi, out to Turkey and into Syria, and then transported by truck actually from Turkey into Syria. We gave a whole rundown of that. That was called gun running. And in fact, we were facilitating those guns by way of gutter. Yeah, we were purchasing, bought and paid for weapons that were going through gutter into Libya and then on to Syria. That's the way it was all working out. And we pegged it as later on, especially as we got into finding out about the training for these Al-Qaeda forces, which ultimately became renamed ISIS. This is the Hillary Clinton now that's starting to come out. We're starting to get the reports on this, and it's starting to become talked about, really, in the political miasma. You know, it's been 4 years almost in September that this has been talked about. Trump supporters were quick to chant, lock her up, lock her up, take... Then he goes on and says, take a look at Orlando, take a look at San Bernardino, take a look at the World Trade Center, take a look at what's going on, and then worldwide. And we let the Islamic State, or ISIS, formerly ISIS, take this position. And that's right. This is Obama and Clinton's army, ISIS. This is what we've been saying. Now it's, and my point is, it's now getting out in the general mainstream media as being something talked about. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. And I'm glad that we have had some part in that. I know other radio shows, other alternative media, this has been the force that's been pulling this along, pushing this along. And, of course, WikiLeaks coming out with some prime emails and leaks about Hillary Clinton and the formation of ISIS and her policies and so on. You got to remember, she was the one who wanted Gaddafi dead. We came, we saw, we killed him. That was the statement that's quoted all the time. When she's sitting on the airplane, she laughs about the death of Gaddafi. Well, what about the other hundreds of thousands of people that were dying because of her policies throughout the Middle East? Let's laugh and cry about them. Those policies killed people. A lot of people, innocent people, and are killing people today. But you got to remember what the big picture about ISIS is. ISIS is that big, huge army that's designed to get refugees, to displace people from Syria and other Middle Eastern countries, and do what with them? Force migrate them into Europe and into the United States. Because remember, what's happening around the world right now is all a demographic shift. The largest immigration, the largest human immigration the world has ever seen is taking place right now under this president. And the root cause of it, ISIS. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people don't want to look at it that way. They want to be in denial. They want to be in denial about the billions of dollars, like Paul Ryan and his special relationship with the Catholic Church and getting those billions of dollars funding the Jesuit order so that they could have all the, and the Methodists and other church organizations so that they could supply housing and shelter and clothing. It's all related, and it's all related to the globalist agenda. That's why they don't like Trump, because he's not related to the globalist agenda. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest price, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, I know you've been waiting for the transgender bathroom issue. Some true confessions from a former superintendent of schools and former school teacher, former custodian, who used to clean, well, bathrooms. Because, you know, I worked from custodian to superintendent in my 41 years of being involved with kids. So I guess I have some professional expertise in this. I got to tell you one thing. I worked with kids that ran the gamut from the secondary schools from 7th grade to 12th grade and then adult education and so on. I got to tell you one thing. I don't know how many thousands of kids I worked with. I worked with a lot of kids that I worked with kids that had sexual issues one way or another determining whether or not they're homosexual or bisexual or trans or whatever. Never once until my last 3 years working in school administration did I ever have to deal with a issue of homosexuality between students. Never once did have to deal with it with adult teachers. Okay, adult teachers, that I definitely had to deal with it. I've dealt with just about everything under the sun as a school administrator. Trust me, everything. I'm just telling you the truth. I never once dealt with a, quote, transgender issue. I'm putting that in perspective because that is the true, I think, picture that people have to kind of draw in terms of the numbers, if you want to talk numbers, percentages, if you want to talk that, I saw 0% of it, 41 years. But, you know, we make an issue of it, or the left makes an issue of it, like we found in California back in 2013 when the first transgender issue started to come up. It became an issue. They created an issue. And all of a sudden, we had questioning kids who were not questioning before, but they're questioning now because it's an issue and they can talk about it. And then you have these various teachers and various support groups that are out there, clubs and organizations that start to put the pressure on kids that have nothing to do with the academics of the school, but a lot of schools have decided to go with what's called an open forum so that they can get these kind of bizarre left-wing clubs in. Okay, I'm simplifying all that. We could have a great discussion on open forum and closed forum procedures for clubs and schools, and you can see where my perspective is, but I'm just kind of, because of time, I'm shortening things. So if you want to slam me for that, go right ahead. I really don't care. But the transgender issue is a non-issue. It is a non-issue. Now you can say, I know a transgender person because they told me they were trans. That's fine. That's fine. Go right ahead. It's not an epidemic that's a scourge upon the planet. I just want to tell you that. And it's not an epidemic with the kids in the schools. It's not. These are just facts. You might not like them. I know it's one person. If it's one person in the school, then everybody should suffer. No, they shouldn't. You make what are called accommodations for these students. We already have laws. Just issue, get go, sit down and have a, what's called a 504 meeting and have an accommodation for this person with this particular issue. Solves the problem. We don't have to disrupt and disturb the rest of the school kids that are heterosexual. Okay, so what's the big news? Well, the big news in this situation, is that SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, there's something wrong with the Supreme Court. Well, I know we're down Antonin Scalia. That's another story. This is what they came up with. SCOTUS, the school can block transgender teen from boys' room. What? From the Supreme Court? Are we all safe? Say hallelujah, brother. You know, I have to kind of, you know, giggle at all this stuff because it's about time. Great article. It says, this is from Fox News, a Virginia school board can block a transgender male from using the boys' restroom when school starts next month. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Wednesday. In a 5-3 decision, the high court put on hold a lower court ruling that ordered the Gloucester County School Board to let Gavin Grimm use the bathroom that matches his gender identity. The school board is expected to ask the justices to further intervene in the case later this month. Good for the school board to do this, by the way. This is a level of temerity that they had to break through, and I'm really glad that the school board, I congratulate the school board for doing this. It would have been, it's obviously, in my opinion, for school districts around superintendents, if you're listening, it's worth the investment to take this on in court and to challenge these things. Don't let these liberal maniacs out of the California State Assembly and Senate rule your life, ladies and gentlemen. They all come from San Francisco, and trust me, they're not all there. See, the decision means Grimm will be barred from using the boys' bathroom for at least the first half of the senior year, said Josh Block, an attorney for the American Civil Liberty Union, who is representing Grimm. The school board welcomes the Supreme Court's decision as the new school year approaches, said the school board. I bet they did. I bet they welcome it. Could there be a new turn, a new table turning there in the Supreme Court, 5-3? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Boy, there's a lot going on, and I just have to tell you, this is going to turn out to be a smash-mouth election for 2016. It is. I mean, everything is wide open, and, you know, the wonderful thing that I, you know, really, truly, I mean this when I was referencing Donald Trump in the previous hour here, I just welcome, all of a sudden, you know, we have transparency, seriously. And especially this last couple of days with this issue about the globalists that are coming out, they see a way in which they can denounce or attack Donald Trump or whatever. And I'm seeing it, and I'm saying, yeah, let's go for it. This is great. I like this because now we can see all these people that are they're just exactly like everybody said in the primaries. They looked at Jeb Bush and said, we don't want Jeb Bush. We don't want another globalist. And now here they are again popping up like, hey, you know, the Democrats don't like him and the president's calling for him as being unfit. So therefore, we should be saying the same thing. Well, we don't like Paul Ryan. We never, nobody, the Paul Ryans of the world, the people that are the globalists, that's what we're all voting for Trump. These people are fools. We'll see what happens in the next week, though. Anyway, stay with us. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.